Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to call 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I would say a prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and fill the atmosphere.
Amen. Lord, give me the wisdom to be a good listener. Help me listen carefully to my family, to my friends, and most importantly, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with us and with our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So again, if you would like to join us or call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. At this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
So confused. Then came along Jesus. He told me just what to do. I was having problems, so many in my life, but I knew that He could make it right. So. It's so brand new. Hear my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me. But with you, I have the victory, victory.
Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
One time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Retreat. like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you, Father. I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your will, and I will praise you for the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
You thought I was worth it. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
So I can be free. So I can be whole.
And I can tell everyone.
Everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Do Not Be Afraid. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this message is coming from Mark chapter 4, verse 39 from the New King James Version. And it says, Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. My second scripture reading is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. And it says, Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. To God be the glory. Psalms 46 and 2 says, Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. In Psalm 73, 23 through 24, Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward, you will take me into glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title for this devotional message is, Do Not Be Afraid, for I am with you. Hear me saying, Peace, be still, to your restless heart. No matter what happens, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let this assurance soak into your mind and heart until you overflow with joy. Hallelujah. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, you need not fear. The media relentlessly proclaim bad news. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a steady diet of their fear will sicken you. Instead of focusing on fickle, ever-changing news broadcasts, tune in to the living word, the one who is always the same. Let scripture saturate your mind and heart. And you will walk steadily along the path of life. Even though you don't know what will happen tomorrow, you can be absolutely sure of your ultimate destination. I hold you by your right hand, and afterward I will take you into glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's worship.
Yes.
Let's pray.
Come on, Lord. Sing along. Oh,
honor and glorify his name.
Oh, oh yeah.
Let's worship.
Yes.
Oh. And pray.
Everybody,
praise
the Lord.
Oh,
withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Come on, you say.
watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
that's all you got, that's all you got.
Woman of wisdom and discernment. I seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead me in your ways and teach me from your word, so that in time my wisdom might glorify your kingdom and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible. Praise God. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I am going to play two more selections, and after that, unfortunately, our speaker could not be with us this evening, so I will play two selections and come back with a short word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Forever, Jesus.
me when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mile of me. Yeah.
And no matter,
no matter what the
circumstance,
his blood
always brings me rest.
Jesus, somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him.
Jesus is.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble on the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you freeze.
Of constant prayer. Your holy word commands me to pray without ceasing, in all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad, let me seek your wisdom and your strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now I am going to play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen? Because my God is able.
And is able.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah.
come to let you know that my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know, my God is able, able, able to set you free. My God, 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 yes, yes. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. Yeah.
at your neighbor, tell him, he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 14 through 20, amen, where it says, I am not writing these things to shame you, but to warn you as my beloved children. For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. For I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. So I urge you to imitate me. That's why I have sent Timothy, my beloved and faithful child, in the Lord. He will remind you of how I follow Christ Jesus, just as I teach in all the churches wherever I go. Some of you have become arrogant, thinking I will not visit you again, but I will come, and soon, if the Lord lets me, and then I'll find out whether these arrogant people just give pretentious speeches or whether they really have God's power. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power, which do you choose? Should I come with a rod to punish you, or should I come with love and a gentle spirit? Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. So here, Paul is telling us that some people talk a lot about faith, but that's all it is, talk. They may know all the right words to say, but their lives don't reflect God's power. Paul says that the kingdom of God is to be lived, not just discussed. There is a big difference between knowing the right words and living them out. Don't be content to have the right answers about Christ. Let your life show that God's power is really working in you. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me as I bring forth your message this day. I thank you for your only begotten Son, who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray for you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. All these blessings, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. The kingdom of God is a much talked about subject. Many able scholars have written volumes concerning it. There is also a considerable amount of controversy related to the meaning, extent, and so on of the kingdom. However, it is not the intent of this message to deal with controversial issues, but to take Paul's simple statement found in 1 Corinthians 4:20 and deal with it. Amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians 4:20, and it says, The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And my title for this message, The Kingdom of God in Power. Praise be the Lord. Paul makes a statement. Why would Paul make such a statement? Basically, it was because of the attitude of the recipients of the epistles. The people in the Corinthian church were almost thing Paul believed a Christian should not be. They were puffed up in verse 18, proud and guilty of holding partition opinions. This is characteristics of many modern day Christians. Many fine people in current society think there is power in words, and thus many are spoken, and often very loudly. It was also spoken to remind the reader about more important things. All Christians need to be reminded of the truth by being confronted with it. The truth needs to be held high and straight. Amen? The truth is that just words are an empty display. But the kingdom of God produces true faith, true confession, and true love. Amen? Praise God. So what is the kingdom of God? Well, Paul said it's power in 1 Corinthians 4 and 20. The kingdom is the reign of God in and among people. It is presently among God's people and within them. The very nature of the kingdom proves it is not in word. A kingdom implies authority exercised and obedience rendered. Such an idea is incompatible with mere words. It is action or activity. Now, this kingdom has a real secret. It is the working of God through his people in right living. Paul spoke of himself as being an example and exhorted the Corinthians to follow him in verse 16. Amen? He also spoke of Christ being the director of his life, which would indicate God's power in action in verse 19. In the same verse, Paul makes a contrast between power and the words of those who are puffed up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In verse 21, how is the kingdom of God manifested? Sometimes it is in the form of discipline. Paul makes reference to the rod, which implies punishment or discipline. It refers to disapproval. God's reign thus denounced wrongdoing. Amen? Praise God. All the time, it is in the form of love. Discipline does not exclude, but includes love. Love is always God's method and never involves such ideas as arrogance, false wisdom, and the like. It also is in the form of kindness. In verse 21, Paul speaks of the spirit of meekness. This is kindness in word and action. It is how the kingdom works. Amen? Praise God. Now, in reproving for sin, we should distinguish between sinners and their sins. Reproof, that kindly and affectionately warm, are likely to reform. Though the apostle spoke with authority as a parent, he would rather beseech them in love. And as ministers are to set an example, others must follow them. As far as they follow Christ in faith and practice, Christians may mistake and differ in their views. But Christ and Christians' truths are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whenever the gospel is effectual, it comes not in word only, but also in power by the Holy Spirit, quickening dead sinners, delivering persons from the slavery of sin and Satan, renewing them both inward and outwardly, and comforting, strengthening, and establishing the saints, which cannot be done by the persuasive language of men, but by the power of God. And it is a happy temper to have the spirit of love and meekness bear the rule, yet to maintain just authority. And my conclusion for this word is, each Christian ought to be careful about words. They can be good or bad, but they are not the kingdom of God. I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. Don't wait until it's too late. I am calling all non-believers to come into believing in Christ. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all the next thing that you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen? That's all you got to do is ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Praise God. And my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude verses 24 through 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. To God be the glory. Every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, and shalom. Amen. Praise God. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says, anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
has always been there since the beginning of time, and he was born of the Spirit, conceived of a virgin into this life.
Mind of
so fast.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.